Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Well, you know, when I first started in law enforcement, which it's history for me now, they issued you this flashlight. And the flashlight they issued was like a plunger. I was like, it was so huge. It had to have all these different batteries in it to be able to be a big, bright light, they thought. I don't know. And it was like a plunger. And I remember this one particular time, and you turn it on, it probably light up, I don't know, nothing. You know, but of course, if you're in a real dark, dark place, it was nice to be able to at least know your next 12 inches that you could go.
Right.
And we were in a particular area where we had this suspect that had burglarized and did this crime. And he ran up in these real dark, dark woods. So I jump out of my cruiser. I lock my doors, which is a good thing. Didn't always happen that way. Mm-hmm. And I start chasing him in these dark woods, just dark, with my little 12-inch beam of light. And I'm out there, you know, and you're just chasing. You get caught up in this adrenaline, back when I used to have adrenaline like that. And you're just running and chasing and running and chasing. And, you know, it's just a miracle because you can barely see with that light. And he got so far ahead of me, I couldn't see him. And also my light goes out.
Oh, wow.
Not only was I complaining about the 12-inch beam, but now I had no inch beam. You know, and I'm out here possibly with this armed burglar in the dark, dark woods. And you couldn't even see. I mean, you couldn't see anything. So I put my back against this real big, huge tree, this huge tree. And because I figured, listen, my back's covered. And I start banging on my flashlight. I'm banging on it. Right? Like, come on, you've got to work. Come on. I'm not saying nothing. I'm just beating on it. And all of a sudden I hear on the radio, they said, the canines are here. They call my radio. Oh, you can hear.
Right.
We're about to lose the canine dogs after the suspect. And I'm thinking, oh my goodness, I'm blind. I'm in the woods, probably an armed burglar, and I can't see anything. And all of a sudden, I saw like a little crack of light outside the woods, and I just took a beeline for it because the dogs would have not told the difference between me or the suspect. And I'm running for my life. I don't know if I'm going to get shot by this armed man or I'm going to be bit by this armed dog. You know what I'm saying?
Goodness.
And I'm running. Finally, man, I made it to my car. And long story short, that the suspect was arrested. Of course, the dogs are very good.
Mm-hmm.
And got the man arrested. I have him cuffed in the back of my cruiser. And I'm doing the paperwork. And I'm talking. And I finally asked the man, I said, listen, when I was chasing you in the woods and my flashlight went out and I was beating on my flashlight, where were you? And he said, I was on the other side of the tree.
Oh my God.
Is that terrible?
Oh my God.
The one you were standing by?
Yes. Oh, he was on the other side of the tree that I was leaning against the whole time right there.
Oh.
The Lord is good, is he not?
Amazing.
The Lord is good.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.